Welcome to the NLP UK Training Podcast. I'm Kelly Fraser.
And I'm Steve Kay.
And today's podcast is all about answering your questions. So we've put a couple of posts on social and asked for your kind of most common questions about NLP. And we've got quite a list here today. So we're going to just go through them and try and answer what you've given us. So the first question that we had, and this is from Jordan. Jordan says, I've been in the same job for years now, but struggling to get further ahead as I lack confidence. Even though I know what I'm doing, I struggle to stand out. Is this something NLP could help with?
Yeah, well, it can definitely help with confidence because when you do the NLP practitioner, you experience all the techniques that we teach, both as a coachee and a coach. So you'll be going through a limiting belief change. Excuse me. And also, when we do the timeline therapy, we repeat a limiting belief change, which is supposedly deeper and more effective, but takes longer. Once you get rid of limiting beliefs, you'll start seeing opportunities that you didn't see before because they form like a filter so that you don't see an opportunity there. Or even if you do see it, it might be that that's not for me because I don't really see myself as a senior manager. So, yeah, definitely.
And again, we talked about in one of our earlier podcasts about imposter syndrome. And quite often that lack of confidence is some underlying form of imposter syndrome or limiting belief. And that is 100% something that NLP can help with. So thanks for your question, Jordan. So next question, and this one comes from Ed. I'm a very senior leader in a very large company. It's a fast-paced and pretty stressful job, and I'm always looking to enhance my leadership skills. Does NLP offer anything for people wanting to develop leadership skills?
Yeah, I mean, if you take the basic ethical framework for NLP, it's about having respect for another person's model of the world. It's about seeing everybody as an individual and not generalizing about people. So, for example, if you think you have a person that's possibly not very good in one or two areas, there is a tendency for us to lump them together and generalize and say, oh, they're not very good. So you'll be able to see individuals differently and other teams and departments differently. And you'll start noticing the good things that are happening and the good things that are happening with people and with the people you work with.
And I think the other aspect of NLP that can really help in a leadership role is learning to communicate more effectively. So a lot of the work in NLP is around communication skills and great listening skills. And as a good leader, being able to effectively listen is a crucial skills. And we're not talking about, you know, some of the stuff that you learn on an active listening course where you learn to nod and repeat back. This is about really getting underneath what someone is saying so that you understand what's happening almost below that surface level.
And also we teach personal responsibility. We have a little model we call above the line, below the line. So you'll be able to share that with other people. And you'll be able to learn how to talk to yourself in a positive way, talk to other people in a positive way. So you'll be running better meetings. They'll be quicker. They'll be more effective. They'll be more focused. You'll have a greater respect and connection with other people around you. And of course, there's values.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of leaders will try and motivate their teams using their own values.
And you'll be able to elicitate your own team's values so that you can coach them in them becoming more fulfilled in those values, which leads to better employee engagement.
100%. So really, there's a lot of things that NLP can really help with in the workplace. for modern day leaders become more effective.
Yeah.
So thanks for your question,
Well, I was
Eddie.
going to say, can I just add one more?
Of course.
Coaching. Leaders now have to be able to coach because leaders often are more removed from the employees. Lots of employees are working remotely in remote locations, multi-site organizations, that kind of thing. And so leaders to be able to learn to coach, which is a leadership style in its own right, learning how to coach will enable you to do mini coaching conversations with your team members.
Which ultimately really helps develop the team, and helps them reach their own potential.
Yeah.
So our next question is from Claire. And Claire asks, in what areas of life can NLP be applied and how can it benefit individuals?
Well, Lorna said to me a few years ago, everybody in the world should be an NLP practitioner because it enables you to take personal responsibility and know when you're not doing. It enables you to manage your state. So these are all life skills that you can use personally and professionally. Just read the question out again, just to see if we've missed
So,
anything.
what areas of life can NLP be applied and how can it benefit individuals?
So, in your mood, in the way you communicate with people, in sport, with your attitude, like a golfer who plays and tears a strip off themselves when they have a poor shot, it can help alleviate all that kind of stuff.
I think it also helps with personal relationships as well, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because again, one of the key components of NLP is learning to communicate more effectively. And when you do that, you start to create a better connection and better relationships. So that's a real area that I think it's benefited me personally.
I think with NLP, if it's taught well, you come away being a better person, wanting to do things to improve yourself rather than walking around trying to fix other people, because that's not what it's about. It's about fixing yourself first and then maybe helping others. But it's surprising when you do fix yourself first, how much more likable and easy you are to get on with, how people like spending time with you because you're the cheerful one. I'm not saying being toxically positive, but you're generally cheerful and having a good day, and people want to spend time with you.
So thanks for that question, Claire. Now our next question comes from Jay. So Jay did an NLP course last year online. It was a self-learning course, and the course lasted a grand total of 2 hours. I looked on your website, and yours is a full 7 days. Are there different types of NLP practitioner, and should I be looking for any sort of accredited providers? So, first thing to say, Jay, is that our practitioner course is going to be very different from a 2-hour kind of intro to NLP course. We're accredited by the American Board of Neuro-Linguistic Programming, which is the biggest board in the world. And our standards for accreditation are very, very high. So you'll find that with our courses, we really make sure that you are competent and confident in each of the NLP interventions so that we know that you can actually go out and make a difference to people. And if we don't think that you're quite ready, we might ask you to redo an activity based on our feedback to make sure you're at the required level. So when you've done an NLP practitioner course with Steve and I, you can be really confident that you are fully accredited by the American board. You can get insured, but you'll also have all the skills that you need, not just to be able to use NLP with yourself, but also with other people.
Also, there are about five or six major boards of NLP around the world, and they all operate to the same standard. So, an NLP practitioner course is 120 hours, a master practitioner course is 120 hours, and That they cover things that every training should teach you. Some, like the American Board of NLP, have timeline therapy, which others don't. Sometimes people come on master practitioner, where they've trained with another provider. We get a certificate from them. We see they've got a different board, like in Inlapta, or their ANLP approved, and we know that they're going to be a good standard. So we've had lots of people come on our master practitioner who have trained with other boards trainers, and they've all been a good standard, which is really reassuring. So if you are going to do one, you need to check out, are they, which board it is, and do a bit of research on that board. Contact the American Board of NLP or the Inlapta or others, because they all have certain criteria they've got to cover. Anything else to add on that one, I don't
No, I
think
think
so.
that's that one done.
Cool.
So one last question. So this one is, as trainers of NLP, what's different about yours and Steve's training?
That was one from your LinkedIn, wasn't
It
it?
was, yes.
So I think what's different is our friends who have other training companies, particularly the American Board of NLP, will take you through a syllabus, and they'll teach the techniques very well. I think, I don't know about them, but I think we, because we came from, well, I came from a corporate training
Yep.
background where I was training people in the NHS, in logistics, in manufacturing, in power eco, stuff like that. That you'd have ordinary delegates who had come on a leadership program who wanted things put across really simply. And so I learned to de-jargonize NLP when I started teaching practitioner, which obviously Kelly does the same. So one is we de-jargonize. The second thing is that our focus when we're training someone is how can we help them be their best selves and help them do the stuff with other people. So we're almost thinking two steps away. So if we're thinking about teaching coaching, we're thinking about the person that our delegates are going to be coaching. And that puts a different emphasis on it. And I think a third thing is that we spend quite a long time on the introductions and we like to get to know people. And we try and tailor the content to the context they're using it. So if someone's in sales, we'll talk about how they can use it and we'll chip in and say, this bit will be useful for you, Samir, because, or this bit will be useful for you, Suki, because this bit will be useful for you, Dot, because da 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 da. So we try and make it sense for them in their sector. And that makes it more interesting for us as well.
Absolutely. And actually, that's, I think that's really important because it's all very well learning the theory, but it's about how you put it into practice within your own context.
Yeah.
And that's something that we're very, very passionate about. So that's all of our questions for our little Q&A session this time. But if you do have any more questions for us, please just drop us a message. And we'll be more than happy to answer any questions that you have. So that's the end of this episode. We will see you next time.
And if you've enjoyed the podcast, please subscribe and share it with your friends and contacts and workmates, because hopefully there'll be some stuff that'll help them too.